Right. Well, that's finished. Do you know the pots there? The two that I bought were 47 out at Babbicombe. They were 17 at Trago. So I got four more. I had to look around or so. But Trago was heaving. I tried to park by the garden centre. But not only were there people all parked there, there was a great articulated lorry delivering stuff, so you went in and you couldn't even then get out to go and park further up. Well, I parked sort of out in the car park and then got a trolley and wheeled it rather than have to try and get back into that lot.
What else did you get?
Flower pots and compass, that's all. Oh, let's have a drink of water.
A phone call from somebody wanting to book the hall. The children's party. And person kept on saying, "Are you the man that does the sort of lets out the hall?" I'm sort of as the secretary and books, does the booking for the hall. He couldn't get that. Anyway, it occurred to me afterwards, must have been the grandmother of that girl that bought the she kept on talking to Michelle. And it was the girl that bought our suite. And I reckon it's her child's birthday party. She said, you know my son-in-law. Do I? Yeah. Frank Carty. And of course, and then afterwards I realised that Michelle. And
that's right, yeah. Anyway. Oh, did she? I ought to. The thing I forgot to think about is that lock. I really ought to do that.
Anyway, when you're on the scene,
She said, oh, the last time, Sister Joseph let me use the kitchen. So anyway, she said, how much? I said, £5.
As
you face your first
challenge.
I don't know whether that's too much for them. I don't know. Our own challenge. Shall I bring the money out? Shall we bring the money out? I said, well, I shouldn't bring
that
until you've
had
the hall.
Oh dear, when does she want it for?
Tied up, put up more winners, What are you implying? You are implying that you know what we have, you'll know what Harold Murray is all about. Here she is, all their glory, Harold Waterman.
Oh, I've got one today. Oh, I've got one. Sorry,
Ralph. Right, Ken. Ken Tully and Anne Miller. Ken together. Constantine, please, Coral.
Trusting as well. Very good. Yep. I can't see anything. Is she?
Good mouth exercise. Q X. Very good.
What I've got is heats. Very good. So you want 27.
You've got three nines of 27, you say.
Very good. Yep. Well, they shouldn't have much problem with that. Believe it.
I think they were both still working on it.
75 plus the 4 and the 9 and the 5, but I think it's wrong.
No, that's not right.
No, it's the opposite.
What is that count?
75 plus the 4, the 9 and the 5. And the 5, so you've added on 18 there.
She's made it 103.
That gives you 93. Which is not 102.
No. Oh dear. Quite
excited
by that.
So he's going to get it.
74 plus 4.
74?
No, sorry, 75.
Okay.
Plus 4.
79.
Plus 8.
Yep, 87.
Plus 9.
Okay, 96.
Plus 5.
96 plus 5 is 101.
You.
Stop there, Ken. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Look.
Horrid little one is that, isn't it? 102, nestling there at the bottom of the range of the subtle numbers, and it's very difficult. So, Ken, you managed to get 7 points, so that's good for you. 28, and you say,
they should both have had 10 there, really.
As you know, both of our regular ladies on show are in an interesting condition. Carol Vorderman, it is to be hoped, when the great day comes, doesn't come across the world's worst midwife, who is called Norma Ravelcord. We don't know how it did happen, except that one night the scream was heard, "Don't, Father Ron." Father Ron, if you're watching. Okay, well, in part C, we'll take this game a little farther on.
Oh, dear.
Because we can have a winner, so make sure you stay right.
Well, I bought one of those pasties up and put them on the kitchen windowsill.
Yeah, well, was that one of the three that was in
there? Yeah. They were root bound. Those three.
What have I been? One, two, three. One,
takes time to put all the finishing touches to a mouth-watering lasagna. But time, you'll be pleased to hear, you don't have to spend.
All you have to spend is the money.
Conversation with her, like I
Yeah. The irresistible taste of Kellogg's Golden Oatmeal Crisp has got you into trouble again. How do you defend yourself? Did you talk Golden Oatmeal Crisp?
I don't have to answer that.
Did you eat all the Golden Oatmeal Crisp?
Well, you're the one holding the box.
Did you eat all the Golden Oatmeal Crisp? Kellogg's Golden Oatmeal Crisp, with delicious honey-coated oats, raisins, and almonds. An Ofa box is an empty box.
Get me detergent and fabric softener. Don't forget my purse. That's not enough. I'm dead.
Bald Ultra All-in-One Cleanse. The softener in it.
I've got enough.
Thanks. But no thanks.
Good choice.
Was it expensive? Actually, it costs less than the Autry.
There. Brilliant. Then we'll be buying your Bold Ultra from now on.
I could hear what she could say, it would make a difference, I thought.
Thank you very much indeed. Back with us again in Countdown, where we find our champion Ken Tully striding ahead on 28. Anne Miller.
I would have gone for another vowel there. You've got a bit E, you'd have been. Yeah, but you would have an E, you'd have been much better off, wouldn't you? Oh, no, that's right. Or an I would have helped.
Consonant,
please.
D.
Vowel.
A.
J A Z. Have we got another Z? We only have the one.
R.
J A R.
And the vowel.
E.
Consonant, please.
D.
And the consonant.
V.
Dozed. Don't you have dozed? Yeah. Lilts or tills. How do you spell till? Well, it's tills or lilts or still. Right, so 32, you want 34. Well, if you make it 25, if you make it 50, 250 times 5. Nowhere near. I haven't got anything.
Nowhere near. So I haven't chance to meet him. Nowhere at all.
Not really,
no. So no one's offering anything here with 863. So
so, Carol, we have to look at you, which we do with pleasure, of course. What have you got?
I haven't got 863. I am a couple out, so no can do this time.
Right. It's nothing you want to show. It's something I didn't mind.
Well,
that's what you like to do. No, I'd rather not do it. Thank you. Okay, well, we're stuffed. Ladies and gentlemen, we are stuffed, I'm afraid, so we can no can do 863. So, well, there are rare occasions when that's just
can't
be concerned. So, the score then stays at 45. And
so, he has won again.
So, now we move on now to the conundrum. So, just put your finger on the buzzer, and that's it. And as soon as you see, you think you know what it is. Everybody now, please reveal today's countdown conundrum.
Certainly out of the medals.
Champions have been and gone, and who knows how long Ken will stay. He's going to start on Monday as a champion, and this is the chap who was going to make sure that he'll go by Monday evening, and it's Brad Marcus. Brad Marcus from Harrow. So it's a good weekend. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Well, 860. She said she was three out as well, so that's probably it.
Well, she said she was three out.
Mm.
Old films, classics to my time. Peter Sellers stars in the smallest show on earth, Sunday at 10 on Channel 4. The idea of enjoying a permanent holiday in the sun has persuaded many thousands of Britons.
Now tell me what were the numbers again.
6, 2, 2, 5, 10, 25.
It's just a matter of making the right impression.
It's just a matter of remembering the whole of the highway code.
Oh, never mind that. Just remember to open the examiner's door.
Open his door?
When he goes to get in. Creates a marvellous impression opening a door. A thing like that can make a world of difference. It can open doors. And another thing, clean your shoes. They look nice against the pedals. And wear
whatever the event, give them a good luck call. A little support can make all the difference.
And if you want to make absolutely sure, bring him round here. Show him what sort of a family you come from. We'll have a cup of tea, a coconut macaroon.
Grandpa, I don't choose the route we take. He tells me where to drive.
So? You're going to lose marks for showing a bit of initiative?
Why buy these two when Bold Liquid saves you money? Now Bold Liquid comes in a pouch and saves you even more.
Listen to all the best Love Duets. Paddy Austin with James Ingram. Kylie with Keith Washington. Linda Ronstadt with Aaron Neville.
Enjoying my Weight Watchers moussaka?
Yes, Mum, but I'm not eating it because I enjoy it.
Strange child.
Vegetable moussaka. From Weight Watchers, from Heinz.
Yes, I'm here as part of the Clive Anderson Appreciation Society as well.
Why don't you grab a silly hat and join me down below?
To find out whether it's truly possible to live the life of Riley on the coast of dreams.
London pub lying right on the corner in the big town too. It's Funky Town. Check it out on 91. the shade. And for the white people, we have to reach tomorrow. Don't forget, get some protection out there. It's going to be a hot one.
Beach, sit in a nice square, have a glass of beer, then you come back to this. Rain, cold, everybody's looking miserable. Middle of June. Unbelievable. I want to get away from this area, because I don't think there's nothing here anymore for us. Pits have gone. Steel works have gone. Not many people got any work. Especially for work that I'm involved in, joining the work. People just haven't got the money to employ you.
Well, it was Ken's idea to start with. He'd been looking through papers and did you fancy going to Spain? It's a different way of lifestyle, you know. I'm not working at the minute, I've just got kind of internship, so.
What?
He did feel that sooner or later the bottom would be dropping out of what he was doing now. You know, making a supply window.
The first time I told Pam about it, I came in from work and I turned around to her and I said, I've made my mind up, we're off. And she said, off where? I said, I've got a paper, I've been looking at prices at bars. If it's true,
was Timothy off school today?
Oh yes, because he's on half term.
Yeah, they started half term, are they?
Why?
Just wondered, you know, because I was thinking it was next week was the half term. Oh. Only they're school to here today, but they're off on the. On the Monday after the week. Baker's Day on the Monday afterwards here. Yeah, we've seen this, haven't we?
We saw it, some's all gone. Has been steadily poisoned over years of neglect. It's a picture repeated throughout Eastern Europe.
This is what Oxon is short for, so I'm told, in the same way, no one knows why though, in the same way that Hants is short for Hampshire. Nice one, thank you, Graham. Next week, we welcome back Spats. Saturday on Children's ITV, it's Motor Mouth, 9:25, and same time on Sunday, it's Disney Club. And then Children's ITV back with me on Monday at 5:00 to 4:00. We've got Josie Smith and Ginger Part 5, the last part of Who Gets to Keep the Cat. We've got Teabag and Sunstones and Montezuma after that. Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, that's called Last Train to Cashville. And Utterly Brilliant, my magazine tells me, is all about brass.
We need something to eat.
Ball riding? Oh no!
All kinds!
What can we have?
More Upton Rockfest, whatever you want. I said I'm not. Fast, whatever you want.
Okay, we'll get underway then for the 4 second word game, where three letters every 4 seconds are thrown at our contestants by Brian. Remember, 3 bonus points for the longest word, Jill. Off you go.
Well, I suppose there's fish down in there.
And there would be chips there as well. Unless we wanted to make our own chips,
but they're nicer really, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't mind, whichever you want.
And then,
mobilizations.
We can have some cheese with things. So that would be alright. And then we can have ice cream.
Commanded.
And yes, would it be an ice cream one?
Committed. Cryptic. Murdered.
At the end of that, Jill, 6 points for you. Okay, Dale, your letter's coming now. Good luck.
Oh, they picked up a man for this,
Have they?
Yeah.
They said they'd got... They got 30 names that they were investigating.
Well, this one, in fact, was
bypassed.
This man's ex-wife and son, I think it said.
Denial.
Phoned in. And he was in somewhere in Newark, in Nottinghamshire. They picked him up from.
Hello. Pacemaker. Limitation. Number. Melt.
Man,
what number? 113.
Well done, Dale. 10 out of 10 for that. Well done. Okay, well, Judy has to follow.
I had one of the news.
You always find your
method. Now, after the, yes, ex-wife and son.
Cribbing.
Contact with police after the crime watch.
Dictatorial. Corpse. Limbless.
Some names were given
more than once, yeah.
So, I mean, she should be able to identify him, having seen him so much of him.
Recurrences. Listlessness. Novel. Destinations.
What a great word novel is. Where did you get that from, Judy?
Quite out of the blue. It was invented totally.
Yeah, it was out of the blue, not out of a dictionary, I'm afraid. No. So I can't give you a point for that, but 7 points at the end of that. Alright. And we have 3 bonus points, and if I check you with Brian, he'll tell me to move to Jill for mobilizations, having 13 letters, and that was the longest word in the round. Well done. So, if we go to the school board at the end of that round, we find at the moment Judy on 7, Jill on 9, and Dale in the lead with 10 points. Okay, we go into the Hall of Fame, and today we're looking at famous blondes. And that doesn't necessarily mean women. It could be blokes as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're natural blondes. All right? Blondes. Here's the first. La Warn
Joan.
La Warn
Joan.
Famous platinum blonde film actress.
Jean Harlow.
Died at only 26 years of age. And it is Dale.
Jean Harlow.
Jean Harlow, yep.
Neil.
Call my room and Judy.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Norma Jean, yeah. Letter G, baby, Judy.
Betty Grable.
Yes, the actress with the famous legs, Betty Grable. G isn't. G isn't Dale?
Sting.